This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Matt Bershadker. How are you, Matt?
I'm well, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Matt is the CEO of ASPCA, founded in 1866, transformative, venerable organization with a critical mission. Talk about what the organization was then and what it is today.
Sure. The ASPCA, as you know, was the first animal welfare organization in the Western Hemisphere. We really birthed the entire animal welfare movement. So all the agencies that came after us were inspired by our founder, Henry Berg. And today, you know, we've had lots of evolution, of course, over that 150-plus years. And today, what we have really honed in on is we have recognized the power of the human-animal bond and how intertwined they are. And when you help an animal, you're actually helping a person. When you're helping a person, you're improving a community. And a lot of our work is driven in that space.
And you and I were speaking earlier, and I asked, how do you galvanize all of your team? You know, you've over 1,000 employees.
Sure.
You said,
it's the animals.
Yeah.
It's the animals. And it actually, it sounds like a cop-out, but it's not, because to the person, people are attracted to the ASPCA, whether they're full-time staff or volunteers, because they're inspired to help animals, because they understand the power of that relationship and how much their life is improved when an animal's in it. And a lot of the work, as I was saying when we opened, that we have begun to focus on is keeping people and pets together. What can we do to keep animals out of the shelter, right? For so many years, our movement was focused on how do we increase adoptions out of the shelter. And a few years ago, we had this aha moment where we realized, wait a second. Rather than trying to get animals out of a shelter, let's stop them from going into the shelter in the first place. Let's figure out why they're in the shelter and what strategies can we put in place to keep those animals in the home. And that's really a twofer, right? Because if we keep an animal in the home, that family stays together, right? And the shelter is able to focus its limited resources on the animals that truly need to be there. Those that are victims of cruelty, and we see some horrific things in this business, as I'm sure you can imagine, and those that are temporarily separated from their owners.
So what led you to going into the preventative model?
So it was really the evolution of our space, right? We got to a time in our movement where we had really the breathing room to stand up and look back and say, all right, let's not deal with the consequences of cruelty and homelessness. Let's look at the causes. Let's get to the root causes and understand why those animals are in the shelter and address that rather than addressing the shelter population. And it really was lots of work, lots of strategic work, lots of tactical work. So one of the things that we did that helped us get here was tons and tons and tons of high-volume spay-neuter. Reduce the population. Prevent the animals from being born. We're talking primarily of dogs and cats here. And once we did that, for really decades, we got the population to a place where we can begin to focus on the root causes. So one of the other things we began to look at, and this is a program that I'm really excited about, is the rehabilitation, the psychological rehabilitation of animals who have been victims of abuse. We know how to fix physically almost anything somebody does to an animal. And as I said a moment ago, we see some horrific things. Cats lit on fire, dogs thrown out of off rooftops. We can fix them physically, but can we fix them mentally? And we need to apply the same rigor, right? The same investment in helping them heal psychologically. So we were working a cruelty case, a puppy mill case in Kentucky. And because the forfeiture laws in Kentucky were so weak, we had to hold these dogs in a temporary facility. Imagine a warehouse with lots of cages, some play areas. We had to hold them during the pendency of the case. During that time, we, of course, provide them with lots of enrichment to improve their quality of life. What we saw is we saw them beginning to heal psychologically. We saw them being more social. We saw them seeking interaction with people, right? All the behaviors that you need to be successful on an adoption center floor. And we thought to ourselves, and nonprofits are discouraged from doing this because we're discouraged from taking risks because we're held to artificial ratios, what amount of money goes to the animals versus what amount of money goes to overhead. But we thought to ourselves, what if we took a few $100,000, right, and invested it in addressing the psychological side of abuse and neglect? Can these animals that have poor prognosis for adoption actually heal? And we set out to save 50%. So we set up a pilot program.
What year was this?
This was 2014 in New Jersey. We set up a pilot program. We said about 100% of these animals would have been euthanasia candidates. We're talking about dogs only. Let's see if we can save 50%. We saved over 85%.
Really? And it was all through psychological, how the dogs were being treated, and that's why they were misbehaving, and they were being euthanized because of that. They're being killed because of that. But it was actually the fault of the shelters often.
Not the shelters.
Or the place where they were abused.
The puppy.
And it was a mental issue.
Exactly.
It wasn't a physical issue.
So the Animal Welfare Act allows... So let me paint a picture of a puppy mill for you. A puppy mill was permissible by the Animal Welfare Act... is a cage that's only 6 inches larger than the dog in every direction.
Oh.
That dog never needs to get out of that cage. In the worst scenarios, Robert, they're stacked cage upon cage upon cage with feces and urine possibly raining down on the dog below, and that's permissible. And the dogs that you see in pet stores very, very likely came from that environment. So the dogs that we seized were the breeding stock of a puppy mill. So they were scared. They had never felt grass before. They had never felt the human touch before. You threw a ball, they didn't know what to do. Right? So we said, let's see if we can help these animals recover. And we had this incredible success, right? So armed with that data over a four-year period, we had maintained that success over a four-year period. I went to my board of directors, asked for about $10 million, bought 13 acres in Weaverville, North Carolina. And this month, later this month, we're going to open the first ever behavioral rehabilitation center in Weaverville. That's not only going to heal these animals, but the kicker to this and how we're going to pay it forward is it's a teaching facility. It's designed to bring in shelter staffs, rescue center staffs from around the country so they can come and learn the techniques that we've learned to recover these animals because they're dealing with these same behaviors in their shelters. And they can go back and teach and do this in their shelter and teach the surrounding facilities.
It's the ultimate leverage model.
Totally.
You could change all of America because
totally,
of this.
Totally. We do this with behavior, or we're starting to do this with behavior. We also do this with high-volume surgical techniques. The ASPCA Spay-Neuter Alliance is one of the few places, in fact, in the world where vet students and veterinarians can come and learn high-volume spay-neuter techniques, surgical techniques, and go back. In many of these instances, in fact, about 159 instances, veterinarians have gone out and started self-sustaining nonprofit spay-neuter clinics in their communities. So that's another way how we pay it forward. And one other program that I'm really proud of is our forensics program. We have a slew of forensic veterinarians, who actually lift evidence off of the victims of cruelty and provide that evidence to DAs around the country so the DAs can bring effective prosecutions. So in 2014, we entered into a partnership with the New York City Police Department.
Right.
So for 147 years, Robert, for 147 years, we enforced cruelty one way. We had a team of agents who were empowered. And they responded to abuse cases. We thought, wait a second, this is a 147-year-old strategy. Surely there's a better way to do this. We approached Commissioner Ray Kelly. He thought it was a good idea. And we began this partnership. Commissioner Bratton embraced it, and so did Commissioner O'Neill. We have seen a triple-digit increase in the number of arrests, a triple-digit increase in the number of animals being helped by our animal hospital, and that's where these forensic veterinarians come in. I've had detectives comment to me that the veterinary reports that they get from our guys are better than the reports they get from the medical examiner's office in New York City.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Matt Bershadker, who is the CEO of ASPCA, and we've just heard about a tremendous new concept to leverage and pay it forward and really remove cruelty throughout all of America. If someone wants to get involved, what is the website they would go to?
They would go to ASPCA.org.
Yeah, and we probably could have figured that out. We have about 1 minute left. You were about to say.
So the one thing I'd like to speak to, I'd like to share, and some of the way we've experienced great growth at the ASPCA is by achieving philosophical alignment, strategic alignment, and creating a culture that drives success and delivers on the promises we've made both to our staff and to our different constituents, both our donors and the people who utilize our services.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We're speaking with the CEO of ASPCA. When we come back, we're going to hear about your leadership philosophy in expanding the organization. Back in a few.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Matt Bershadker, who is the CEO of ASPCA. Matt, you became CEO in 2013 after joining in 2001, and you've already talked about this tremendous new program you have in rehabilitation. Let's go into your leadership philosophy. What was the state of ASPCA when you came here after being here for 12 years, and now you had to lead the organization forward?
So admittedly, the organization was somewhat siloed when I took over, and I was able to see that because I suffered in that silo, and I suffered in the conflict that that created and the inefficiency that that created. So one of the first things I set out to do was to smash those silos and to integrate the organization for the collective return, to leverage the return for the animals, for our beneficiaries. And the way I did that was to create a very clear vision. And I believe that you cannot tell your team the vision for the organization enough. At every opportunity, you need to tell people where we're going and why we're going there and how we're going to get there. And how we get there is by creating, as I said a moment ago, philosophical alignment, right? And from philosophical alignment, you get strategic alignment, right? Where are we going? How are we going to get there? What do we want the world to look like for animals? And what is our role, the ASPCA's role, in getting there? From there, you really have to empower your lieutenants and give them the autonomy and the authority to execute against that vision and that strategy, and then be there to help them problem solve and be there to be a thought partner for them when conflicts arise and when opportunities arise, and recognizing which ones we're going to seize.
Are there any unique practices you have in galvanizing your senior executive team? You're talking about removing silos. Most CEOs I know want to remove the silos, but the question is how, and they're looking for best practices.
So one of the things that we've recently engaged in as a leadership team is we hired a coach, a guy named Jim Catalano. I don't mind giving him a plug on the show. He's fantastic.
I think he'll like it too.
And he put us all through a Hogan, which is essentially a personality assessment, and it allows us to align on our strengths and our weaknesses, and most importantly, it allows us to see who we are as a collective group, so we can watch out for where are our potential liabilities as a group so we can guard against those. It also helps us identify strengths so we can build on those strengths. And that's one of the things that I would recommend for any leader, is to really understand the profile, the personality of your lieutenants and the personality of your team as a group. Because if you're really going to function as a high-level group, you need to know your strengths and you need to know your potential liabilities.
You talked about vision. What was the process, and what was the vision you developed?
So the vision,
and any challenges along the way?
Sure. So the vision I developed was, admittedly, a vision that I had developed when I was sitting in that lieutenant seat for a while. And what I said is, I said, we as an organization need to do a few things. We need to intervene on behalf of animals that are in crisis. And that intervention can take a few different forms. It can be working with the FBI on a dogfighting raid, a multi-state dogfighting raid. That's a direct intervention on behalf of an animal that's in crisis, or animals that are in crisis. Or that can be a robust boots-on-the-ground effort like we advance in Los Angeles, where we now have over 60 staff, right? We also need to equip communities to solve the problems that they're facing. We talked about this earlier. That's the Behavioral Rehabilitation Center. That's the ASPCA Spay-Neuter Alliance. That's the forensics program. We're giving tools to other animal welfare advocates or constituents and helping them solve those problems. And then, most importantly, Robert, we need to use those things, that equipping and that intervention, the evidence, the information that we get from that, to drive policy change, whether that's corporate policy change or whether that's municipal or governmental policy change. And then when you get the policy change, you have more tools at your disposal to go after those individuals who are abusing animals. Here's an example for you. We did a lot of work on dogfighting. Dogfighting is one of the most heinous things you will ever witness in your life. And we were constantly seeing minors at dogfights. So we went to the feds and we said, listen, we need to make it illegal to bring minors to a dogfight, right? So now it's illegal to bring a minor to a dogfight. Now law enforcement has another tool at their disposal, which encourages them to be more aggressive in eradicating this activity.
So you're helping along the whole continuum.
Sure, sure. One of the other examples of using this direct intervention, this evidence that we find to create change or to provide people with more tools, is a forensic veterinarian of ours, Dr. Rachel Turow, did a study on scarring associated with fighting dogs. So what would happen is a dog fighter would get on the stand, and Robert, he would say, oh, no, I'm not a dog fighter. I'm a breeder, and my dogs just got out. It was a yard fight. But we know, based on the condition that that animal was seized in, based on where he or she was seized, and based on the scarring pattern on his face and torso, that this is a fighting dog. So what she did is she painstakingly compared dogs that were known fighting dogs and their scar patterns, their bite patterns, with spontaneous dogfights. And what you see is a very distinct pattern, right?
Really?
So a dog that just gets into a fight in a dog park is going to bite a dog. There's normally going to be bites on the hind end because one dog's retreating. Dog that's in a dogfight, there's virtually no bites on the hind end. So now we have this white paper that was published in the Journal of American Veterinary Medicine that says, wait a second, dogs that have this bite pattern are fighting dogs. Dogs that have this bite pattern have gotten to a spontaneous fight. So that's another example of us taking that evidence and creating a tool for greater impact.
And on greater impact, I know you have this special program in terms of disasters.
Yes.
That animals are staying in the house, and that's leading people to. Describe this whole circle that occurs and how you're trying to break the circle.
Sure. So, you know, pets are part of the family, right? We know that. The pet industry is a $70 billion industry, right? So people are reluctant, understandably so, to leave their animals during times of disaster. So we've tried through both electronic means and other means to prepare people during times of disaster. Essentially have a pet go bag, a picture of your pet, any medications that he or she may need, dog food, water. So when a disaster comes, you're prepared. Also understand or know in your community which shelter is going to co-house. There are shelters that will co-house with pets. Now, you might not get to sleep with your pet as you would at home, but in that facility there's going to be a space for your pets. So we get all that information out beforehand. We train local county disaster response teams and state disaster response teams so we can help them when disasters come and respond.
And then you don't have the problem of people staying in their house in a tornado because they want to be with their pet because they don't know what to do.
Now they know what to do, they have the equipment, and they know where to go, right? Now, obviously, you still get some people staying, and that's a problem, right? Because it puts that individual at risk, it puts the animal at risk, and it puts the rescuer at risk.
I liked when you talked about non-for-profits having courage.
Mm-hmm.
What is your vision for non-for-profits in America?
So I think oftentimes this entire sector gets forgotten. We are here to solve many of the social ills that the private sector is not equipped or designed to solve, and the government sector either is reluctant to or can't for whatever reasons. So my vision really is that the nonprofit sector is given its due respect as an economic engine and as a problem solver. And I think what we're seeing is the nonprofit sector get that respect. The resumes that I get are resumes that are competitive anywhere in any landscape. Most of my senior leadership team has come to us from the for-profit sector, from big law firms or from big consulting firms. They are coming to this sector.
Well, I can imagine. What a great place to work.
You know, as I said when we were warming up, I think I have the best job in the country, and I think this is a fantastic place to work because we provide a culture that challenges you, that develops you, and that allows you to work on an issue that, as I was saying a little while ago, not only are you helping animals, you're helping people. You know, absent the dogfighter, absent the horrific individual act,
30 seconds left.
So absent these things, we really are talking about helping people keep their pets and responsibly care for them.
And there you have it. We've been on the CEO Forum. Matt, great having you on the show.
Robert, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're here today with Ron Nersessian. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great. And Ron is the CEO of Keysight Technologies, which is a company originally founded by Hewlett and Packard and is one of the leaders in electrical metrics and solutions. But you are going to hear later in the show one of the most fantastic insights of how a CEO handled a true crisis. But you're going to first listen and hear, what is Keysight Technologies?
Sure. Keysight started off as the original Hewlett-Packard company in the garage in Palo Alto in 1939. Dave and Bill worked for decades on electronic measurement instruments that would help any electrical engineer design an electrical product. And that business grew for many decades, but then eventually HP got into printers and computers and spun off their measurement businesses into Agilent in 1999. In 1999, Agilent was formed, and in 2014, Agilent had grown so much, a new life sciences organization was formed, and that grew so large that the company split again, and Keysight was spun off of Agilent.
And your actual business that you do, I know that you're, with your clients you work out with the top 10 semiconductor, the top 10 telecom companies, the top automotive companies. What exactly is the business?
Sure. We make electronic tools to help engineers design electrical products and electronic products, produce them, and operate them correctly. We make measurement instruments that have to be ultra accurate to make sure that when you get a wireless signal to your cell phone, that it will actually work. Or if you're working to design an autonomous vehicle and you need radar systems in your car to determine where other vehicles are on the road, we are the number one wireless test and measurement company in the world. We're about we serve about 32,000 customers a year, and that was our number for fiscal year 17, which ended in October. We're $3.2 billion in revenue. And just to give you an idea on our performance, our operating margin was 19%.
And basically what's interesting is it seems like in today's economy, this is becoming more and more important with the advances of electrical and digital.
Oh, yes. Right now we're seeing a tremendous explosion in our marketplace. As people look at IoT devices, as well as we look at the movement from 4G to 5G communications, we're seeing the proliferation of wireless devices go up into the billions. There will be more wireless devices than people very shortly. And we help anybody making a wireless device design it and produce it flawlessly.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ron Nersessian, who is the CEO of Keysight Technologies. And I want to talk and hear the story, because when you became CEO in November 2014, you set some lofty goals. And now, in full disclosure, we're recording here today at the New York Stock Exchange, you know, where you ring the bell and everything. Talk about the challenges you faced back then and what strategies you took to implement.
The biggest challenge was growth. The company had not grown for decades. And the reason for that was that its role was one of more of a cash cow within the Agilent portfolio. That made perfect sense as there were greater opportunities for growth in the life sciences business. But once we split the company into two, it became very clear that growth was imperative for us if we were going to create value.
And so talk about how did you actually do that? You've about 12,000 employees, and so you're turning around a fairly large ship in a moving environment of digital.
Yes. The biggest change that we made was one where it was almost a bet the company move, and that was to move from a product-focused organization to an industry-focused organization. For instance, there were different times throughout the Agilent period of time where Keysight was with them that there were 10 product lines, and other times there was 16 different product lines. And you could imagine if a customer needs multiple products and needs them put together in a solution that encompasses hardware and software and services. That was a very slow and cumbersome process, and that did not allow us to go ahead and get there and be first.
So what, how'd you do it? You're turning from products to now industry niches and broader solutions. How do you engage your executive team? How do you engage your engineers? What are some of the key things that you had to do the turnaround?
The first thing was start with the customer and figure out what groups of customers we had and what we needed to make them successful.
So you segmented, and what are the main groups of customers that you have again, say?
Communication solutions, electronic industrial solutions, and our network solutions, which came from Ixia, which we call Ixia Solutions Group. On top of that, we have one other group, which is services.
Mm-hmm. And services covers?
Services covers repairing, calibrating mm-hmm. equipment, selling asset management services, buying and selling used equipment. That's more of a horizontal business. But the three go-to-market businesses that we have are communications, electronic industrial, and these networking products that we call Ixia Solutions Group.
So, Ron, how did your team really go to market and understand what these customers wanted and then come up with the broader solutions?
Well, we changed the organization and put a president in charge of each one of these groups and gave them the R&D resources to create a solution that the customer wants. And when I say a solution, a complete solution, which means they had access to all the hardware in the company, all the software in the company, and all the services in the company. So one person can go to the customer, sit down with them, and make a commitment on the spot to provide a complete solution for that customer. We call our transition from hardware-centric products to software-centric solutions. Now, software-centric does not mean all software, but hardware has always been there, but software is becoming a bigger and bigger part as data is moving faster and faster, and the analysis of that fast-speed data becomes more and more important.
What is the website of Keysight if anyone listening in wants to go there?
www.keysight.com.
Yeah, we probably could have guessed that one. So you've about 1 minute before break. What advice do you have to CEOs on turning around a company? And I know you've had exceptional financial results as well in this turnaround.
Yes. Well, first of all, with regards to results, we had 7% organic growth last year. We just completed our first quarter where we had 16% organic growth. And again, this is a company that hadn't grown in decades. On top of that, our stock, our when-issued price was 28, about 3.5 years ago, and now our stock's trading at $52. The only advice I have is focus on the customer, figure out what you need to do to solve the customer needs with speed and with quality. And sometimes they're big decisions, But do it. Otherwise, your customers, your competitors will take your business.
It's Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We're about to take a break. When we come back, you are going to hear one of the truly extraordinary stories of a challenge a CEO faced and how he handled it. Great lessons to learn from this. Back in a few.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here with Ron Nersessian, who is the CEO of Keysight Technologies. And we talked a lot about what your organization is doing, but let's move the clock back to, I believe it was it October 8th in 2017?
Exactly.
And walk through what happened there and the challenges where you were in Germany and exactly what was happening.
I was making a presentation on the Monday morning, October 9th, in Germany. And, of course, it was still October 8th back in Santa Rosa, California. After I finished my presentation, I sat down and received a text to say that there was a wildfire in the area and that was approaching our facilities. So immediately we decided to evacuate the facilities. I got up and within 5 minutes made a reservation to come back to California ASAP on the first flight.
And you get back. What are you doing while you're in the plane? You're knowing that fire's coming. Are you in communication with everyone?
Yes. Luckily, I was on a Lufthansa flight. I had Wi-Fi the whole way, and I spent a good 8 hours working on the overall setup of our emergency response team with the heads of our human resources department, the head of our facilities department. But it was constant communication to set up this emergency response team and to make sure that we were doing the right things until I got back.
So talk about when you land, the decisions you had to make, and what went through your process. Thinking-wise, are you going to go to the board? Are you going to figure out what to do?
Of course, I sent a text message to the board of directors to let them know it was going, to let him know that it was going on and that I would follow up with him later. What the first thing we did was I got together with the top leadership team and focused on our people. The number one issue from my perspective was, are the people safe, and is there anything we can do to ensure that they're brought to safety? We had 1,503 employees, but since many people gave their cell phone numbers or their home numbers as their emergency contact numbers, when we tried to call houses which were on fire or people were evacuated, we did not get through to many folks. With cell phones, some people took them, other people took them and ran out of battery, and some folks just left them behind. At the end of the day, there were 700 employees that we could not get in touch with out of the 1,503.
So what'd you do?
First thing I did was I contacted the staff, and I had the staff contact their staff and built a network of employees that would go out down to every last group to find every single employee.
And how many did you find? How many didn't you find?
We ended up finding 1,503 by the end of the week, but this was an exhausting process for over 4 days to get to the end of the list. Fortunately, 1,502 people were physically okay, and one person received third-degree burns on 70% of his body. Mm. And he ended up in a burn unit, which I visited him in the hospital, and we had a constant stream of Keysight people with him for the 7 weeks that he battled for his life. Unfortunately, he passed away at the end, as it was impossible for his body to fight off all the infections. But it was truly incredible that even though this employee did not have any parents in the U.S., that the employees effectively became his family and ensured that he was taken care of.
That is some story, and but that's not where the story ends, because then you have to deal with people, and what do you do about people who don't have a home? I'm sure a number of people lost their homes.
Well, there's some other things we did immediately, and this is on the first day, right when I landed on Monday. We decided to set up an emergency response center. And in that response center, we got blankets, pillows for people that had to sleep on other people's floors. We also had all types of supplies and toiletries for folks. We received gift cards and asked for cash gift cards to give out to anybody that needed help or needed any money. Many people ran out of the homes without their wallets and lost not only their money, but they also lost all their identification. And it's pretty tough to get new identification when you have no way to prove who you are. But we set up an emergency response center that was there. There was food, there was water, as I said, blankets, pillows, and all types of devices to help our employees. And we ran that day and night for weeks. And we helped not only our employees at the time, but the employees that used to work for us or retirees and anyone else in the community that they heard of that was looking for help.
Now, you've 2 minutes left. I heard you also made a significant financial contribution. So let's hear that, and then I want to hear what your advice is to CEOs on the lessons you learned going through this.
Sure. Just some other things that we did. We hired mental counselors or psychologists to help each of the employees. They were going through hardships. Also, anybody in their family that was going through this situation. We brought in people that were helping with temporary housing to make sure that everybody had a house to live. Myself and others offered up our own homes and cars for people that had needed any type of support. And we also decided to help them financially, because my feeling was that even though they could call their insurance company
just 1 minute left,
with thousands of people that did not have any money, we gave them all $10,000 for anybody who lost their home, and there were 119 folks that lost their home, and anybody who was displaced temporarily was given $1,000.
And that was most amazing. You just decided that on the spot.
Just decided.
You didn't even go to the board through all the. You said this is the right thing to do.
It was the absolute right thing to do. These are employees that have been with us typically for decades, and they're going to be with us, hopefully, for decades more.
One sentence on your advice to what this means to CEOs and how CEOs should view their job.
It's so easy to think with your head and forget your heart. You've got to think with your heart and think about, what if I was in this situation, what would I do? And the loyalty that we have gained from those people that we helped out is second to none.
Exceptional. Great having you on the CEO Forum, Ron.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.